So, on a cold, sunny Sunday afternoon in late September 1965, I found myself at a news conference, followed by a reception in the Great Hall of the People, rubbing shoulders with the entire top Chinese nomenclatura. I remember recognizing Chairman Mao's brilliant number two, Zhou Enlai, an unforgettable face, and Peng Chen, the mayor of Beijing, shortly to be purged as the Cultural Revolution surged ahead. I was even introduced briefly to a sad-faced, bespectacled old man who was pointed out to me standing there drably dressed in dark blue fatigues in a corner of the vast reception room. He was Puyi, the last emperor of China. Puyi, end of the line for the Qing dynasty, had ascended the dragon throne while still a toddler, but was forced to abdicate at the age of six. He was now employed as part-time literary editor and part-time gardener by the new communist masters of China.